Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We've got all sorts of great stuff coming up, not only today. In fact, today I've got a pair of tickets to go and see Lynyrd Skynyrd August the 26th at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Series. That's going to be up here, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. It'll be a great show. I saw Skynyrd at Doswell last year, and Heidi and I just cannot wait to go back. So just about 15 minutes from now, around 4:20, I'm going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for that. If I could abscond with a pair of tickets or two, I think I'd probably ask my friend Tom Leonard and his lovely bride Karen to come and join us. We'll probably just have to get tickets on our own, but I was at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market today as Governor Glenn Youngkin signed the brand new state budget into law. And why did he choose Tom Leonard's? Because there is a partial rollback, a partial elimination of that onerous grocery tax. And one of the folks who led the charge to address this, because it hits everybody, whether you're Democrat or Republican, everybody gets stuck with that grocery tax, is in fact my friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. I'm happy to say he's with us. Tom, good to chat with you again today.
Hi, Jeff. It's nice to see you. And we're all a big fan of yours over here at Tom Leonard's for sure.
I appreciate that. So, Tom, tell me a little bit about the grocery tax. And you, obviously, and your family have been in this business a long time. Virginia is not alone in having a grocery tax, but we're one of only, a handful of states?
That's true. That has it. And that a lot of people have gotten done away with it already. And, you know, it's basically, if you think about it, Jeff, it's divided into two pieces. It's about 3%, a little over 3%. And a half of it, if you simplify it, is the state collects it. And the other half, the local municipalities collect it. And what they've been, the governor Youngkin has done is, he tried to remove the whole thing, but he wasn't able to do that. What he did do is get half of it removed, which is the state. And you know, it's a huge accomplishment. Definitely rode in the right direction because, you know, food costs are skyrocketing for everybody, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't really matter. The costs are going up, and everybody's very, very, very sensitive to it right now. And so it's going to be a very welcome addition once it happens.
No doubt. It's going to be nice to have that that extra money in our pocket. And I guess it's 2023 that it actually goes into effect, if I recall correctly.
January 1st, I think, somewhere right around then.
Yeah. So what happens for somebody like you who owns and operates a store? Do you have to reprogram the cash registers? Or how does that work?
Sure. Yeah, you know, we have Dwayne and Jessica here and Allie who are real good at that. They'll knock that right out when it comes time to do it. But
okay.
The most important thing, what I learned today is, you probably already covered it on your show, but it's a huge reduction in taxes in his new budget, $4.2 billion in a tax reduction for Virginia's. And one of the things about Governor Youngkin that I've always been, my wife and I, Karen, have always been very, very impressed with, is he's not just a governor for, you know, conservatives and heck with everybody else. He wants to be the governor for everybody in Virginia. And he's really working hard at it. And I'll tell you something, he's fantastic.
I couldn't agree with you more, Tom. He is, in my opinion, he is the real deal. People have tried to paint him as you say, you know, he only cares about conservatives. He only cares about Republicans. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute. This is a guy fighting to reduce the tax burden on every single person, every single business in Virginia. That doesn't sound like a political agenda. That just sounds like somebody who gives a damn.
Well, you know, coming down the road here, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine who has 3,000 acres in Lancaster, Virginia, where he farms. And last year, it cost him $1 million in order to get all the fertilizer and get the farm ready. And he was telling me the other day, this year, it's $3 million. And because the fertilizer prices have skyrocketed, they're over 300% up.
Jeez.
So, not to mention all his diesel fuel and to run his tractors and, you know, anybody working on the farm has doubled. And, you know, there's some costs coming that, you know, are real costs in the food business.
Right.
And that's just not just Virginia. It's across the country. And, you know, to move something from California used to be $6,500 for a whole tractor trailer. Now it's $20,000 to $25,000. And, you know, these costs are unbelievable, not to mention containers from China that are over $30,000 now to do it. But so to have a governor that's trying to reduce the costs for Virginians and is very sympathetic to, you know, what everybody is going through right now is a big deal. You know, I'm downstairs in the store all the time talking to customers, and everybody is concerned about it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Tom Leonard is joining me. Tom, of course, the owner, the operator of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. You know, Tom, there used to be a time that if you had the need, you could go into the store and say, look, I'd love to buy steak, but it's too expensive. We're gonna go with chicken. We're going to go with ground beef. But the price for all of that is through the roof now.
Well, actually, this is a crazy thing. If you want to hear this, the price of chicken is higher than ground beef. That it's actually higher, and that we hope it's going to stabilize and come down. But our Midwest ranchers have told us that, you know, they see the meat prices holding right now for a little while. And I hope that's true. But it's crazy times, and that, you know, everybody's trying to be real sensitive. We're seeing our customer count go up. But if you talk to the customers in the store, Jeff, what they tell you is they're not necessarily buying more. It's they're shopping more often to reduce the waste so that, you know, they might shop every 2 days instead of once a week so that, you know, they're more efficient with the food that they're buying.
Oh, that's interesting. That is interesting. And are people also figuring out more things to do? And I give you this example, Tom, when I think the last time we were in, we were getting some cuts of meat that Heidi loves. It was Mother's Day. And your butcher said, hey, wait a minute. You see this part back here? What was it called? The chain or something? No, you don't throw that away. You can use that. You can do some great stuff with it.
No, well, people are definitely, you know, I don't know. I mean, you can do things with the tenderloin. You're talking about the whole tenderloin, but you can do a lot of different things. You know, make Chateaubriand. There's people here that can tell you, give you five recipes to do with it. But the bottom line is, they're not throwing anything out.
Exactly.
They're not throwing it out.
Exactly.
And that, you know, and all businesses, Jeff, they have that same problem too.
Yep.
You know, all businesses in the food business, they're watching their waste, too.
Yeah.
And they're watching how much they order, and they're making sure they don't just barrel in trailer loads of stuff. And, yeah, well, maybe we have to throw some of it out if we don't sell it. They're much more sensitive to it. And I'll bet you find that Feed More in downtown, they're getting record donations probably from people who are donating food rather than just, you know, throwing it in a dumpster and getting rid of it. I know we're very sensitive to it here because what that does is it allows you to keep your costs as low as possible. As the food costs are going up, as, you know, people working in a store cost much more.
Yep.
You have to be very sensitive from a business standpoint, and you try to make it as more efficient, and, you know, you get everybody on board and trying to keep moving it in the same direction.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that you do, Tom, you have such good relationships with local farmers. I mean, people who are relatively close to the store, and I would have to think that is it's a more dependable supply chain than thinking, oh my gosh, I got to get something from, I don't know, California or somewhere.
Well, that's a lot less, you know, this farms, next week we're going to have Hanover tomatoes here for the first time this year.
We love
and that. I can tell you, those tomatoes aren't coming from, you know, 100 miles away where they have to truck them in and they have have gas prices are up and everything.
Yep.
You know, they're coming right from Hanover, which is, you know, up where you live.
That's right.
And so, you know, we're going to be getting them in here, and the local farms make a big difference. And it's a better product. It's picked. We get deliveries every day, and we're real excited about it. I mean, I love the local the time of the year where all the stuff starts with the corn and the tomatoes and all the other vegetables, squashes. We have already have squash in here from Hanover and lettuces from Cumberland, Virginia. But getting the whole place 100% local is our goal. We love doing it. And we're working with the Virginia Finest program. I know that the governor is very, very, very interested in, you know, getting people to sell more local Virginia stuff, more products. And, you know, we're real excited to be able to work with them in order to, you know, make Tom Leonard's a store where when you come here, there's a lot of local products for sale, a lot of Virginia products.
Yeah, well, listen, we love it. You know that because you see us on a regular basis. Thank you, my friend. That is Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. And it's important to hear what is coming in terms of farmers paying 300% more for fertilizer. Think about the trucking cost if something is coming in from elsewhere, the increased container costs. So what the governor did today, Governor Youngkin sat there in the produce aisle at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump and signed the budget that gets rid of $4.2 billion in taxes on we the people, and it eliminates as of January the 1st, 2023, that ridiculous grocery tax. So thank God for Governor Youngkin, and thank God that Tom Leonard said, yeah, do it. You're more than welcome to do it in my store. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.